Oh my gosh, organized chaos on these calls, it seems like every Monday. But when I hear that type of noise, you guys, that tells me that there are an awful lot of people on this call that are excited about the send out cards opportunity. Guys, I want to welcome everybody to this very, very special call. This is Steve Schultz, your president of field operations, and I hope you had a great holiday, Memorial Day, where you had a chance to remember anybody that has fallen in the line of service, so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy today. So, Cody talks about it all the time. It's just bringing people together. And every time that you get a chance to love on somebody and give somebody a hug, make sure that you take advantage of that, because they can be here today, gone tomorrow. But I'm so glad you guys are all with us here tonight. Guys, we've got a special call for you tonight, and I've got a very, very special guest on the call with me here tonight. Obviously, the gentleman who is responsible for giving us all this incredible opportunity. He's an international speaker. He's the author of Promptings and MLM Blueprint. He is the founder and the chief visionary officer of Send Out Cards, none other than my good friend, my mentor, my coach, a guy that he means an awful lot to me, you guys. Please, boy, this isn't good. This isn't going to work at all, Cody. Please help me. Cody, it started before I even had a chance to introduce you. Cody Bateman, welcome to the call, my friend. Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Steve. I really appreciate that very much.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody's going, what in the heck is going on
I
here?
I know. Cody, I apologize for that. I honestly could not get that out without getting emotional. So, listen, buddy, thanks for putting up with me tonight.
Well, I appreciate that kind introduction. It's very, very nice. We have a very special call for you today. It's a bittersweet call. There's some interesting things that we need to inform you of tonight. Make no mistake, we have a full plan going forward with Send Out Cards, and everybody in their lives have plans that they end up fulfilling and doing, and we need to announce one of those tonight. So now everybody's in huge anticipation. We'll just quickly let you know, Steve Schultz has an announcement for us tonight. Steve has accepted a position to run his own company, direct sales company. He will be the president of the company. So he gets now to participate on all aspects of running a company, the operational side, logistics side, the coaching side, the legal side, all of the different sides. So I'm sitting there wondering what in the world he's thinking, but it's an opportunity nonetheless, and it's on his bucket list to fulfill his career. And we're very, 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 very sad to see him go. But we're also very excited for him. We've had the opportunity, myself, parts of the corporate team, to be able to digest all this. We've already met with our Eagle group and several of our top leaders to go over the game plan of how we will transition. And obviously we're going to give Steve some opportunity to kind of talk to all of us about this, but I want to share with you something real quick, though, as we do that. If y'all can hold 1 second. So I want to share with you real quick, you know, as this information came out and I started to notify Steve and I both together, started to notify our Eagle group and some others within Send Out Cards, a question was asked of me. The question was, how do you replace Steve Schultz? And my answer to that question, and many of you are probably asking that question right now, how do you replace Steve Schultz? My answer is you don't. You don't replace a Steve Schultz. He's such a unique talent, a unique individual. There's not very many people like him in the entire profession that we're in network marketing. You just don't find a personality like Steve Schultz very often. I mean, he's got the field experience. He's built multi-million dollars worth of commission business, and he's also worked on the corporate side of things. And he's obviously very relative. He's incredibly good with relationships. I could go on all night about all of the things that he's so good at that we've all been able to be blessed by over the last 5 years. So you don't replace Steve. You don't replace him. But here's what we do. What we do is we channel the team's direction differently now. Now, see, when Steve came on board 5 years ago, he came on board as a member of the team. And make no mistake, and Steve can speak to this too, but make no mistake, from day one, the entire 5 years he's been here, he's been a member of a team. And I'm a member of that team. And Steve became a member of that team. And we have several people in the office who are members of that team. Our top leadership in the field are members of the team. A Jordan, a Melissa, a Diane, a Bob and Betty Ann, a Phoebe, you know, our Eagles, our top active senior executives, they're members of that team. And so Steve came on board and he became a member of the team. So Steve moves on, but the team stays. So what we need to do, and we're already doing it, is we're simply redirecting the team, reassigning the team, redoing things with the team to make sure that the field operation part of this business runs flawlessly. It will be done in a little bit different way because there'll be reassignments made. But make no mistake, it's a team effort here at Send Out Cards. It always has been. It always will be. Send Out Cards is much bigger than any one person on that team. It's collectively we make things happen. The Eagles group through this, just so you know, has been phenomenal. They have been so gracious. They've been so accepting of Steve's announcement. They've been very gracious in immediately going into, with me and Steve, going into the transitional plan and what we're going to do and how we're going to cover all the different areas that Steve currently does. And we have that plan. We actually have that plan, and you're going to see that plan unfold as we go here. So I know that's a lot for all of you to take in. I just want to make it very clear. I've also got the Eagles on with us on the presentation side, and we'll give them an opportunity to speak to some of the transition meetings we've already had. And I'll let them speak more than Steve and I will speak, just so you know, you're in really good hands here. The leadership of this company is in really, really good hands. So with all that being said, I'd like to turn some time over to my very close friend and confidant. And by the way, our friendship, our business association will not change very much at all. Steve and I plan to continue to do many things together. He gets to run a company now. One of his first projects is to bring Send Out Cards or Sendogo into his new company. We want to prove to the whole profession that you can coexist with Send Out Cards. It's the best relationship marketing system, even for network marketing companies, and we're going to be proof of that. You'll see, I will speak on Steve's stages, and he will speak on my stages. We will continue as we are. Steve and I are the closest of friends, the closest of business associates. He claims that I've mentored him, and I'm sure I have in a lot of ways. He certainly has mentored me in many ways. We'll continue to go on doing that. So having that been said, I love you, brother, and the time's yours.
Cody, thank you so, so very much for those kind words. I just want to tell everybody on this call that it has been an amazing 5 years. I've had the opportunity to grow and learn with an amazing group of people here. When I talk about Cody mentoring me and teaching me things, when I made this announcement to Cody last week, you guys, he couldn't have been more gracious. He's like, dude, he's like, congratulations, a chance to run your own company. That's amazing. What a career step for you. And, you know, nobody deserves it more. You're going to kill it. He was so appreciative. And then the next day we met, and he's like, okay, I got to ask you a question. Do you really know what you're getting into? And I was laughing, and he had me laughing. He's like, do you know you're going to have to deal with employees? Do you know you're going to have to deal with compliance? Do you know you're going to have to deal with accounting? And he darn near talked me out of it. He darn near talked me right out of it. But it is a step, you guys. It is a step. You know, it's a step in my career. I'm extremely excited about the group of people that I'm going to work with. I can't tell you guys the name of the company right now because that announcement's going to take place on Friday, and I've got to give the respect to the new company. I've got to give them the respect to make that announcement on their behalf. So I'm going to hold off on that until Friday, and you guys will have all of the information. But Cody said something that I want to make sure you guys understand what he said. Our relationship is far from over with. I truly believe that Send Out Cards is the greatest product in the history of network marketing. I believe it is the greatest relationship builder in the world. And I told Cody, I said, I am going to take my new company and I'm going to incorporate Send Out Cards into this company. And you're going to speak on my stage. You're going to come and you're going to teach everybody in my company what relationship marketing is all about. Because I don't care what business you're in. And if you deal with customers and clients, you need to be using this system. And Cody said to me, he looked right at me, he said, I'm in. He goes, absolutely, let's go get that done. And we're going to prove to the world that these companies can coexist. And I don't care if you're in another network marketing company. People need to use Send Out Cards to go build whatever business they are in. And so I told Cody that is one of the first things that I'm going to do is, and I say that, but I think it's going to have to go through Sendogo. When Sendogo is ready to go, I said, I want to be the first company that signs on with you guys. And I want this relationship to continue because I believe in the system so much. I mean, I'm not getting rid of my Send Out Cards account. Cody put a bunch of points and stuff in there, and I got to tell him, don't take my points away. I got to use those things up. And we laugh. You guys, we just sit and laugh, and we've grown together. But the one thing that I truly, truly appreciate is the support that I've gotten from not only Cody and Jody, but from the Eagles and the corporate staff. They all are so appreciative of me, and they've all congratulated me, said, wow, what a great opportunity. You're going to kill it. That goes a long, long way. And I told Cody this earlier, you know, in the 5 years that I've been here, it is truly a team effort. I said that the people that he surrounded me with certainly made me look good. These people made me look amazing. You know, when it comes to everything that I did with this company, as far as the recognition and the mentoring and the philosophy of how to build a network, guys, I had a whole team of people that were behind me. That, you know, Tina would feed me all the information that I needed to do my job. And with the recognition and she would look things up for me in a split second. You guys would call me or text me with something. And I look like the hero because what I would do is I would get you guys the answer. And it's like, I didn't even do it. Tina did it. And then what Tina would do is she would pass it on to somebody else. And it was a humongous team effort to make sure that the job got done. And one of the things that I'm extremely excited about is that that's going to continue. Guys, whether I'm here or not, that team effort is continuing. And like I said, you're in great hands. This company is in a place that it's never been before. You know, all the new stuff that was launched at the convention, yeah, there's been bumps in the road, but so what? If you don't have challenges, you're not growing. You're not growing. And we're at a point right now where the system is working pretty darn good. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. It's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. But what it does, it gets results. You know, people that are using the system, they're sending cards, they're developing those relationships. Guys, just understand that there's a whole team of people that are behind everything that we do here at Send Out Cards. And there are some people that are on that stage that get most of the credit. But I tell you what, you know, you look you pull the curtain back, it's an unbelievable group of people that are all pulling in the same direction that makes this thing work. And that is one thing that I'm taking to my new company. That is a must. Because if you don't surround yourself with good people and let those people do what they do, you're going to fail. You're going to fail. And one of the things that I learned from Cody is that you got to be a little bit humble. You got to be a little bit humble, and you've got to find people that you've surrounded yourself with and let them do their jobs. Let them do their jobs. And with everybody rowing the boat in the same direction, great things are going to happen. And so, Cody, I want to thank you once again for the incredible opportunity that you've given me over the past 5 years. But I don't want anybody to – and listen, my phone is going crazy. I had to put it on mute right now because of the messages that I'm getting. And I've got, you know, people that are in tears. Kathy Rickley said she almost got in an accident driving because she was so sad. Kathy, pull over. Stop. Don't cry. This is not over. Our relationship is far from over. And like Cody said, you're going to see me on your stages. You're going to see me on his stages doing what? Talking about relationships and the importance of building relationships. And just because somebody moves on, just because I have another opportunity here, here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to be incredibly happy for me. I want you to be happy for me because I am your biggest fan. I am your biggest fan. This doesn't end. Friendships just don't end. Relationships just don't end because another opportunity comes on board. This is going to continue forever and ever and ever and ever. And I'm going to be so mad. Callie texted me the other day and she said, "You're going to miss me sending you these text messages." I'm like, "No, I'm not, because I'm going to be mad if you don't send me these text messages about a new rep that she just signed up or a new customer that she just signed up." That inspires me every single day. And so I want to continue that. So Cody, listen, brother, this is kind of goodbye. Simply because of the role that I'm in, but it means nothing. And goodbye means nothing as far as our friendship and our business association that we have together. And I guarantee you, we're going to go create a lot more memories together. Not only you, but a lot of people on this call with me here tonight. So once again, buddy, I thank you and Jody for the opportunity to hopefully move your company to where you wanted it moved. And I know you've got a long way to go. You've got some big, big goals ahead of you. And one thing I'm never going to do is I'm never going to bet against Cody Bateman. So, Cody, thanks, buddy. Thanks for everything you did for me and my family.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that very much. You know, like I said, I think part of the reason why all of us were quick to congratulate instead of quick to say, "Oh my gosh, what are we going to do?" You know, we were very quick to congratulate because we know what the team environment is. Like, we know it. The Eagles know the team environment. The people in the office that are dramatically affected by this, they know the team environment that's been created here. And so we know that because of that team environment, we're very, very capable of picking things up. Again, we got to redirect and do some things a little bit differently, but we're very capable of doing that. And I think you're going to see great things happen as a result of that. In fact, what I want to do really quick is I want to share with you, you know, one of the first things I had Steve do is I had him write down all of his, everything he does on a daily basis, all of his responsibilities, all the different things he does, how his day is conducted, how many phone calls he takes, what type of phone calls does he get. I mean, literally, we went with a fine-tooth comb and analyzed basically 24 hours a day of what Steve Schultz does. Not only did I do that, but we invited Eagles members to send in their perspective of what they see Steve doing. You know, I got a big email from Phoebe Trotman, who wrote a big list of things that she came to rely on Steve Schultz for. Ironically, his list and her list almost matched simultaneously. So you need to know that we are really on top of this. We're going to have several more like leadership type calls to go over some details and making the reassignments, but you're going to see kind of a flawless transition here as things get picked up. I want to just share with you real quick a rundown of the main things. We have the Monday night leadership call, which we're on right now. We have a plan for that. And I'm not going to go into detail of all the plans. We don't have time for that tonight, but we have a full plan already for the Monday night leadership call. Recognition. Steve brought an enormous new level of recognition to the table when he came here. But again, we had a team around him that allowed him to do it. We have a full plan to keep the top shelf recognition in place. So that will seem very seamless. It's going to come from different people. So the stuff that you're used to seeing coming from Steve when it comes to recognizing rank advancements or recognizing accomplishments like that, and Steve would send out those, personalized messages. Well, he got all the information from a team member. He did himself personalize each of those. Those recognition pieces will now come from Cody and Jody Bateman. So that's just one example. So that's an example of how we will transition and reassign different people. And again, we're able to do that because I've got teams of people that already are heavily involved with recognition. So we'll be able to do that. It's just an example. Accountability calls. We will do a form of accountability calls. It'll be slightly different than what Steve has done in the past, but we will have accountability calls in the future. We have the weekly acceleration workshops. We used to have the road tour. We transitioned that to the online Zoom meetings. Business acceleration workshops, and the Send Out Cards business trainings. We have an enormous plan for that. And it's kind of good timing because we have been developing a plan in place that's going to allow us to really take our workshops to a whole new level. We're not just new school now, we're going to be new school. We're going to do a lot with private Facebook groups, and we're going to do all kinds of online type of presentation to introduce people to Send Out Cards. We're also going to have different workshops that we will do on a periodic basis. We have big plans for that. Several people are going to be involved with that, and it's going to be stellar. And we'll start immediately. You're going to see some immediate training on that. So you can feel comfortable there. One of the big areas is mentoring field leaders. You know, a lot of the comments we get is, you know, Steve spends a lot of time on the phone with people who need help. They're concerned about things. They want coaching on how to build their business. They have customer service related topics, different things they go through. We've actually pinpointed down all of Steve's phone calls. Where they're coming from, who's making the calls, and what type of calls they are. 70% of the calls Steve takes are customer service related. So it has something to do with the website, its functionality, where to find things, something about the comp plan, things like that. That we consider all of those customer service related calls. 30% of his calls are business building strategy type of calls, where he, you know, talks about the how to get to the next level, those kinds of things. We have plans in place to handle all of those calls. We already have plans in place to do that. You'll be seeing that detail in the upcoming days. I want to share all that with you because I need you to understand that we're on top of this transition, and we're very confident in the transition, and Steve has been very helpful with that transition. And it's time for all of us to move forward. Now, I've talked enough. Steve's talked enough. We've got our Eagles on the call. We can start with Jordan. And what I'd like the Eagles to talk about is what their experience has been when this announcement was made, how I, Cody Bateman, handled it with them, and their comfort level of what we're planning. You know, we've already got a lot of things planned, and what their comfort level of that is. Let's start with Jordan. Go ahead.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Cody, and thank you, Steve. And I guess the first thing is most of you are hearing this for the first time right now. In fact, probably the great majority of you. And, of course, the first thing is shock. I mean, we all felt it. Steve and I were friends for many, many, many years, long before he was with Send Out Cards. And then finally, he decided to come over here after a lot of, it was a good fit at the time. It was a really good fit. And Steve's always been my friend, and I'm always going to wish him well in whatever he does. But just like all of us, just like you probably had an initial shock, that initial feeling, and then you have to kind of think through it. Maybe you go into denial a little bit. We tried to talk Steve into staying and all those things. But the more I thought about this, besides the fact that, you know, he's brought a lot to the company, he's contributed a lot, he has goals and he has a direction that he'd like to pursue. And the bottom line is that Steve wants to run his own company, and he's not going to be able to run his own company here because Cody runs the company. And the good news is that this transition couldn't have happened at a better time with the metamorphosis that we've gone through. His skill set is a lot better aligned to the new opportunity that he's pursuing, running his own company. So as soon as this, you know, I had the first person I heard it from was actually Cody. And we had conversations, and we immediately talked about, you know, what is the transition going to look like? How are we going to make all this work with all the pieces? And truly, you cannot replace a Steve Schultz. But like he says, there's a team in place, and much of what Steve does is a result of him leaning on the team. And so everything can continue to move forward in the direction that it's going without a hitch, without a hiccup. And everything will be fine. Everything will be good. We'll continue our relationship with Steve. It'll just be different. And, you know, Send Out Cards has been through a lot of growth and a lot of metamorphosis, but this is the first time. This is a transformation, and this just is going to create new opportunities for all of us, for Send Out Cards, for our teams, for the field teams, the organizations we build, as well as for Steve. So, it's all going to be good. Cody helped to provide a little bit of grounding through this because, you know, we all need to talk it out. Some of you will probably need to talk it out because Steve is very close to us. He's a friend. He's a family member. And at the same time, change is good, and it represents growth. So I guess I want to thank Steve for his contribution to the company, his contribution to our organization, and wish him the best. And we're going to continue to be lifelong friends. So. That's where I'm at.
Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate that, buddy. I appreciate that so much. Thank you, buddy.
Yep. Thanks, Jordan. Jordan's got a new word. It's called metamorphosis. I'm trying to figure out the exact definition of metamorphosis. When you say metamorphosis, I automatically think of osmosis. Does that mean the same thing, metamorphosis?
No, it means nothing. It means nothing. Metamorphosis is... you know what? You can take Steve out of Send Out Cards, but you can't take Send Out Cards out of Steve.
And there's so, no way. There's no
you know,
way, man.
I mean, Send Out Cards is who Steve is. So his legacy will continue to live on, you know, through all of us, and then he'll continue to spread the goodness that Send Out Cards represents into the world. So it's just an extension of who we are now.
Thank you. Appreciate
that's awesome.
That.
Thanks, Jordan.
Bob and Betty Ann.
Hey, hello, Cody. And hello, everyone.
Hey,
you know, there's some things that in life that I've been finding, and that is there's change. and sometimes it's change that we welcome with open arms, and other times it's change that we kind of look at it a little bit discretionary. However, that I have found the best thing is how we react to change. And I know that I'm very confident with you, Cody and Jody, and the Eagle team on how we all will work together with change. And I'm very actually excited for the future. However, you know, Steve, Betty Ann and I have known you since 1996. And yeah. We've done many things with you and also done these activities not only here but in places out of the country. And, you know, Steve, you're an amazing guy. Thank you very much for the contribution that you've made to Send Out Cards. And one of the things that Betty Ann and I also learned with Send Out Cards is that we are here to celebrate everyone's life, you know, before we can't, before when they're gone, it's we're going to celebrate it, but yet at the same token, it's not the same. We want to let them know that what they mean to us and how much we love them while they're living. So, Steve, I know you've got many years ahead of you, and you've got a number of challenges ahead of you, but at the same token, yeah. We celebrate your life in so many different ways, and we are very happy for you and only wish you the best with golden love.
I appreciate that, Bob. Thank you so much, buddy. Thanks, Betty Ann.
Yeah, we do love you, and like I said before, we've always known that was one of your bucket, that was always on your bucket list to be president of a company of your own, and congratulations, and we just send you our love and best wishes.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks, Bob, Betty Ann. Diane Walker, did you get on the call? Go ahead, Diane.
Yes, I did. I'm like listening to him and all of you, and I'm really happy for Steve. And I know I come from a corporate background where I was taught you had to change to grow, and you always have to change. No matter what happens, it all works out. We've had lots of changes here, but I'm going to miss Steve. I'm going to miss you a lot, but I think you're on to what you have to do and what you want to do and onto a goal that you have. So I love you. And I wish you the best.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you, Diane.
Ugh. Awesome. Let's see. Let's go on to Melissa Barlock.
Hi, everybody. So you know Steve is family when your 10-year-old son looks at you when you tell him that Steve's leaving the company, and he's in tears. And he says, Mommy, so does that mean he's not going to be here for road tours, or we're not going to see him at convention? Not to make you feel bad, Steve, but I'll tell you, you have made such an incredible impact on myself, on my kids, on my family, on our Send Out Cards family, on, oh my goodness, hundreds of thousands of people. And we are so grateful for you, who you are as a friend, as family, as a mentor. And I think that your teachings and your legacy with us it'll live on forever. And so for that, we are eternally grateful for you. We've learned so much. We've grown so much. And like Bob said, change is inevitable. And with change, I feel it brings on new opportunities for growth and expansion, both for you and both for everybody in Send Out Cards. I think that this is an incredible opportunity for you that you can't pass up. You have to follow your heart, and that's one of the things that Cody even teaches us is be you. You have to be you, and that's what you're doing, and so I stand behind you 100%. I'm incredibly proud and really impressed, actually, with Cody and the response that he's had with this, because, you know, there are it's a lot of emotions as well, and I have to say that Cody and all of leadership and the Eagles have handled this with such grace and professionalism, which actually speaks volumes. It speaks volumes that everybody's able to handle it so well, and that we do have systems in place, and that we are okay. Send Out Cards is in an incredible position right now where this thing is running with or without us. And so we're in a really, really good position for that, which I'm definitely grateful for. I think that Send Out Cards going forward, the conversations that Cody and I and the Eagles have had with you involved, Steve, you know, you've helped us to put us in a really good position, and this is great. So it's exciting. It's exciting. It's sad. There's opportunities for massive growth. You know, there's an abundance of growth and knowledge and wealth out there. And so I think we all have the opportunity to achieve greatness. So, good luck, and I'm not going to say goodbye because I'm sure that I'm going to hear from you and you're going to hear from me. That's not going to change. And we're going to all go out there and build our massive empires. So thank you, Steve, for everything.
Well, Melissa, you're so welcome. I really, really enjoyed watching you grow up in this business. And just be careful what you ask for on the beach of Puerto Rico. You called me on it, and I said, I'm there. And that's kind of when it all started, doing those events with you in Toronto. And it's been a blast. So
yes.
Absolutely not. This is just, it's not goodbye at all. And you
it's just see
that.
You soon. It's see you soon.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate it. Phoebe Trotman.
Hi, guys. Yeah, ditto to everything all the incredible Eagles and Cody have shared. I just have to say, first and foremost, look at the amazing leadership that we have within this company, and that is exciting. Steve, I'm just so proud and excited for you. Again, as Melissa shared, such an amazing opportunity for you. And I think one of the things I want to just say with the field is one of the biggest things that, or gifts that Steve gave was his time, his leadership skills, his communication. And one of the things that I think we can do as a gift back to Steve is how can we take that and now level up that in the company with Send Out Cards? How can we go share with more people, take what we've learned from Steve, the legacy that he's created within this company, and put into us and let us shine and go forward and touch more people? And that's what I'm really excited about, is the opportunity that we have with this company. And we have amazing leadership, a plan in place, and I'm just excited to be a part of it and looking forward to the future. It's going to be big and bright. Steve knows he's stuck with us, so I'm excited about that as well, too. And I think the best way we can now say thank you to Steve for everything he's contributed is to go impact more lives with what we have with our company.
Well, Phoebe, I appreciate you telling me that, because, you know, the one thing that you've heard me say a million times, you know, every time that I get in front of you guys, I said, you know, everything that we're saying here means nothing unless you apply it. And that's what everybody needs to do. You guys need to learn. You guys need to just take everything that Cody teaches you and everything that you've learned from each other and apply it and watch your businesses explode because of that. So, Phoebe, thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, everybody. I'm hoping that by listening to our Eagles, that it gives you the same comfort level that it gives me. I mean, these are phenomenal leaders, been there, done that, been in the trenches, are still in the trenches, building the business every single day, and they are part of the leadership team. Again, it comes back to team. I also want to shout out to our corporate team. You know, the entire marketing department, all of them have so many incredible things they bring to the table. Emerald Edmonds, who's my assistant, she's my executive assistant, who just came back from maternity leave, first day back today. She's going to be a huge part of the transition plan. Steve mentioned Tina, his assistant, and all the work she does. And again, I'd like to list everybody, but, you know, I'd be here all night listing all of the team members and everything everyone does. But our corporate team is absolutely incredible. I mean, I would take our team in Salt Lake City, I would take that team into the heat of battle against any team on the planet. They are that good. We have the best people. We have the best leaders in Send Out Cards Corporate. We have the best employees at Send Out Cards Corporate.
Yep.
And everybody plays a role. And so just kudos to all of them. Now, just a couple of things real quick as we finish up. It's business as usual. Next Monday, there'll be the Send Out Cards Leadership Call. It'll be at 6:00 Mountain Time. We'll get on and you'll hear more detail about, you know, some of the things that we're doing and who's going to cover what. But make no mistake, we'll just continue right on moving the way we are. May 31st. What day is May 31st?
May 31st is Thursday.
May 31st. Will effectively be the last day for Steve Schultz. He will start his new position on June 1st. So now I know he's going to be on the road. He's actually going to be at the ANMP with me and with Jordan, and several of you will be down there. But technically, you know, he's still working like crazy between now. So load him up, man. Load him down between now and the June 1st. Let's make him earn his keep, you know. But actually, you know, really, all joking aside, what we're going to try to spend most of Steve's time on the next several days is all transitionary type of stuff. So he will be passing things on to the appropriate people. So if you're used to calling Steve on things, you can do it. But you're going to see how he's going to pass that on to appropriate people, and you'll kind of see how it works there in the future. And Steve, if you want to speak to this as well, some of you may be planning on making the call after the call. I got to call Steve after the call and find out what's really going on. and that's part of the natural process. I mean, we all go through that natural process, but I can assure you the only information that you're going to get is the only information that there is, and you've already been given it on this call. Steve, you might want to speak to that real quick because, you know, I don't want you to have to field 35 calls and say the same thing every time.
Yeah. The bottom line is this, you guys, and one of the things that I'm super excited about is like I said, the appreciation that I'm feeling from everybody so far, and that's exactly what it is, you guys. I'm running to an opportunity. I'm not running away from anything. And somebody actually, Cody, asked me that question: are you running from something or running to something? And the answer is, I'm running to an opportunity. I've never ever run away from a challenge or anything like that. So, running to the opportunity. I will let everybody know, because a lot of you are asking me, where are you going, where are you going? All of that information will be out on Friday. I will be down here at the ANMP, so I will see a bunch of you here, because I certainly want to support Cody and Jordan on stage, and Casey Eberhard is also going to be on stage, so we're really, really well represented down here at the ANMP. So all that information is going to be dispersed on Friday. Like I said before, I've got to let the company that I'm going to make that announcement. So, like I said, you guys, I'm trying to answer you back here as quickly as I can for those of you that are sending me messages, but the bottom line is this. Send Out Cards is in great hands. You know, I feel like I've helped lay a foundation. I've taken what Cody wants to create, and hopefully I've laid that foundation, and it is business as usual. The systems are already in place. Those systems will continue to drive business and drive your business to wherever you want it to be. And so that is the bottom line. And you guys should be extremely excited on where this company is sitting right now. And you all need to take advantage of that. It's, you know, I always say that, you know, once in a lifetime opportunities are just that. And you've got something very, very special in the palm of your hand, and nothing changes. Nothing changes because of the team that is already in place here at Send Out Cards. And so, Cody, I'm probably not going to field a lot of phone calls tonight. I want everybody to kind of sink in, and I will see a bunch of you, like I said, here at the ANMP this weekend. But all the information about where I'm going, none of that is going to be released until at least Friday.
Well, I appreciate that, Steve. Appreciate everybody. Mm-hmm. So take the opportunity as you log off the call tonight to wish Steve well and your guy in saying your goodbyes. We'll do that call exit chaos like we always do. And just kind of say your goodbye. We do have a special, just be watching Facebook. And Steve doesn't know this, but we've got some special things that we're going to put on Facebook to pay tribute to our dear friend, our mentor, Aww. Our coach, our cool person, Mr. Steve Schultz. So you'll be seeing that on there as well. God bless everybody. Take care. Say bye to us as you log off. Take care now.
Thanks, everybody. I'll open it up for you. Hang on, everyone.